Welcome to Kids Pod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and our adults will give kids the answers they want to hear.
Do you know what a screenwriter is? That's someone who writes the words for the shows we watch in our screens, like on the TV or at the movies. Trent Roberts is a screenwriter and has worked on shows like Little Lunch, Winners and Losers, and Packed to the Rafters. He also has a brand new kids book out now called Stunt Kids. We are very excited to welcome Trent to Kids Pod today to tell us all about his career writing for movies and shows.
Hey Kids Pod listeners! Did you know that the creator of Kids Pod, Amy Chan, is also a children's book author? Her latest book, The Happy Mask, is all about what it's like to be a kid living in a world surrounded by masks. It's a really gentle book that's great to read with your parents, friends, and teachers. You can find out all about The Happy Mask and other books by Amy Chan at amychan.com. Or you can order all her books from your local bookstore. And don't forget, books make fun presents for your cousins, siblings, and friends. From all of us here at Kids Pod, thank you.
Hey Kids Podders, my name is Trent Roberts. I'm an author and screenwriter. In terms of screenwriting, I've done a lot of adults and kids TV. The one that most people want to talk to me about is Little Lunch, and I'm so happy to answer all your questions about that brilliant show. In terms of writing books, I've written a picture book called A Dinosaur Ate Dad's Hair, and I've just finished my first ever kids novel, a chapter book called Stunt Kids, which I'm so excited for you all to read. It comes out on May 31st through Pam Macmillan, and I can't wait to hear all your thoughts on that. In the meantime, can't wait to answer all your questions. Let's go.
Trent, my name is Ali.
And I'm Michaela from Holy Cross Primary School.
We've got a two-part question for you. What is a screenwriter? What made you want to be one?
Also, tell us about what your first day was like on the TV set as a screenwriter. Were you nervous? How did you cope?
Fantastic questions, Ali and Michaela. What made me want to be a screenwriter is a great question. I actually didn't know you could be such a thing as a screenwriter till I was in my 20s, I don't think. I'd been making a few short films with some friends, writing the scripts for that. Then I got a job making teas and coffees for a bunch of screenwriters on a medical drama called All Saints. And then after about 3 or 4 years, I think it took me, I gradually worked my way up till I wrote an episode of All Saints. And then after that, I got the opportunity to write lots of other TV shows, both for adults and kids, which was a really lucky bit of luck and a bit of just patience and just sort of biding my time and doing all the hard things and learning from all lots of brilliant experienced people around me. What made me want to be one, I guess, is I've always loved writing. I've always loved reading. And I think when I realized that there was such a thing as writing TV shows and movies, I wanted to be a part of that. My first day on set was a screenwriter. That's a great question too. And what's really interesting about being a screenwriter is that you spend most of your time alone writing. You usually start with some brainstorming with some other people, and that's a really fun part of the process. Then you do a lot of time on your own writing the script, doing lots and lots of drafts of the script. And in terms of going on set, that's quite rare for a screenwriter. It usually happens when you work on one show full time. So I've got to do it a few times. And the first time I did it was on that medical drama All Saints that I was talking about. And I was definitely very nervous. There were some quite famous actors on it. I was quite young and didn't really understand what to do and say. I was just down there to make sure that no one had problems with their lines, or if we needed to change anything, we'd do it on the spot, which was quite exciting. But I was definitely nervous. And the way I cope with nervousness is the same way that my lead character in Stunt Kids, Glory Flowers, copes with nervousness, and that's deep breathing. I do lots of deep breathing, trying to get myself centered, and I try and think about being in the moment, trying not to think too much about what might happen and just deal with what is happening and enjoy all the scariness and excitement that comes with that. So I do a lot of breathing around nervousness. I try to visualize things as well, which is also in Stunt Kids. It's just a way of kind of getting in the present and trying not to think too much about all the bad things that can happen and instead focus on all the good things that are actually happening right now. So great questions. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Trent. My name is Kara. I wanted to know, was it hard being a screenwriter and what troubles have you faced? And what is your favourite episode of Little Lunch?
Great questions, Kara. Really excited to answer them. Is it hard being a screenwriter? Look, it is a pretty amazing job. I'm not going to lie to you. I really love it. Occasionally, there are times when you need to come up with an idea and your brain's a little bit foggy, or you just can't find that speech or that thought or that passage that you need to write. But eventually, you get there. And in terms of hard jobs, it's certainly there's a lot that are a lot harder than that. The troubles that I've faced, I'd say the biggest trouble with being a screenwriter is that the work is not always consistent. So it's not like a lot of jobs where you turn up each day, you do your job, you come home, you rinse and repeat for a long time. There's big times when you don't have work. There's times when you've got too much work. There's times where you're working on things, but you'd rather be working on something else. And that's just part of the deal. It's a little bit inconsistent, but I guess the benefits of that is I get to spend a lot of time with my family. My favourite episode of Little Lunch, that is hard because I really do love every single one of them. I was lucky enough to write three of them, the walkathon, the relationship, and what was the third one? The walkathon, the relationship, and the milk bar. How could I forget the milk bar? So I'm not going to mention any of those. The first one I ever saw was the principal's office. That's what all the writers got shown when we first were asked to come and work on the show. And I just love that. I'd never seen anything like it in kids' TV. I thought it was so original and innovative. So I'm going to go with that one. But there were so many that I loved. And I hope you all love them too. Thanks for your questions.
Hi, Trent. My name is Patrick. Why did you call the show Little Lunch instead of Big Lunch?
Hey, Patrick, great question. I had nothing to do with coming up with the name Little Lunch. It first entered the scene with the kids' books written by Danny Katz and Mitch Vane, the brilliant kids' book series Little Lunch. And then when the creators of the TV series Robin Butler and Wayne Hope turned it into a show for the ABC, they kept the name Little Lunch. And the creators kept the name Little Lunch and didn't use Big Lunch because it's all set in that little time when you have your morning break. I think it's usually about 15 minutes, or maybe you have it in the afternoon, or maybe you're lucky enough to have both, but it's that little 15-minute break. So it's not about Big Lunch. It's just about that little break you have at the start of the day when just enough time passes for something fun to happen.
Hi, Trent. My name is Ethan. Were any of the events in Little Lunch based on your own school experiences?
I wrote three episodes, and I guess the one that probably was most based on my life is the relationship, where I did have a relationship that only lasted for one little lunch, which was a bit sad, but I guess it did provide some great inspiration for that episode. Thanks so much for your question.
Hi, Trent. My name is Macy.
And I'm Ruby.
We've got a couple of questions for you. What was it like working with the kids on the set of Little Lunch? Who was the funniest kid to work with on the Little Lunch show?
And one more, what was the funniest blooper when working on Little Lunch?
Awesome questions, Macy and Ruby. Now, the funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's that funny, but as a writer, I never got to go onto the set of Little Lunch, which is very normal for writers. Usually when you hand in a script, you don't get to go on the set. You hand it over to the director and the producer and the cast and the wonderful crew, and they bring your words to life. And so very often you don't get to go on set, and this was the case with Little Lunch, but I was very excited when I actually saw it on screen. But luckily I'm friends with Mrs. Gonchar, whose real name is Heidi, and she gave me lots of little answers to your questions, which is so lovely of her. She said working with the kids was a real dream. She said they were really lovely kids. Most of them had never done any acting before, so they were all very enthusiastic and excited, and they all learnt their lines together in between episodes. She said some of the kids were quite similar to their actual characters, which is really interesting, I thought. They had to do school on set because they were away from school for 3 months, which is a long time. But they also became really good friends with the kids who actually go to that school where Little Lunch is filmed, which is quite funny because whenever the bell rang for lunch or Little Lunch, the kids would rush out and they'd have to stop filming. And so all the kids would play together on the monkey bars and the other equipment, which is a great little fact. Heidi said the funniest kid to work with, well, you're not going to be surprised by this one. It's actually Rory. He is very funny in real life. I think he's like 19 or 20 now, but I'm presuming he's still funny, but he was apparently very funny on the set and not that naughty. Not naughty at all, apparently, but very funny. In terms of funny bloopers, there was obviously lots of messing up of lines. And Heidi wanted me to point out that the time when she farted in the yoga, when the kids were doing yoga, that's actually not her farting. It's a sound effect that they put on later. But gee, it did sound very real, didn't it? I hope that answers all your questions. Thanks, they were great ones.
Hi, Trent. My name is Autumn.
I'm Lani.
And I'm Charlotte.
We've got some questions for you.
Why did you pick the character Rory and make him naughty?
Is Rory really naughty at school in real life?
Thanks, Autumn, Lani and Charlotte. Lovely names, great questions. The TV series was based on this wonderful book series by Danny Katz and Mitch Vane called Little Lunch. And so they basically came up with the characters and then they were kind of adapted for the TV series, keeping most of the traits from the books. So that's how the personalities were formed. And that's why Rory was chosen to be naughty. And in answer to your last question, I wasn't lucky enough to be on set, but my good friend Heidi Arena, who plays Mrs. Gonchar, assures me that Rory was not naughty at all. In fact, he was very lovely and very funny. So there you go. Thanks for your questions.
Hi, Trent. My name is Chloe. We are all in Year 5. What was Year 5 like for you? Were there any experiences that were funny, embarrassing or memorable for you?
Hey, Chloe, great questions. What was Year 5 like for me? Well, unfortunately, it was a long time ago, so I've really got to stretch my memory. But I do remember a couple of memorable moments in Grade 5. One was that on school camp, I slipped over and landed butt first in the mud, and then it sort of looked like I'd pooed myself for the rest of the day because we were too far away to go back and get changed. That was a little embarrassing. But I do remember loving Grade 5. It's a really lovely time of life. So I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for the question.
Hi, Trent. My name is Hallie. I just wanted to know, how do you manage working in a team? Can you share some experiences of when teamwork has both worked well and when it has been difficult?
Hey, Hallie. Thanks for your question. Great name, by the way. I really, really found these questions interesting. How do I manage working in a team is such a great question because there's two very distinct parts of being a writer. There is the teamwork part where you're all together coming up with ideas, and then there's the solo part where you're writing on your own. Now, the teamwork part, I find that the best way to work in a team, and everyone's different, is to just do a lot of listening, to see where everyone else is at, to give everyone a chance to give their opinion, try never to talk over the top of anyone, and really just enjoy each other's company. Like, I'm very lucky that in my job, most of the people I work with, I really enjoy working with them. So working as a team is actually quite a joy as opposed to working on my own, which can get a little bit lonely. The times when teamwork works well, I think, is when everyone is working towards the same goal. Like, everyone knows what they're trying to achieve with the show that they're working on, and we're all on the same page and we're all listening to each other and we're all challenging each other, but also being very understanding of each other and really giving everyone a chance to get their thoughts and opinions out rather than one person dominating the group. And I think in terms of the times when it has been difficult is when you do have someone in the group who does dominate a little bit and doesn't let everyone else share their opinions or talks over people or talks too much about themselves and not really bothered about other people and their experiences and their ideas. And I find that the hardest when it's not a collaborative thing, when one person dominates. And so that would probably be the times when I find it most difficult. But they are excellent questions, Hallie, and I really appreciate them. Thank you.
Hi, Trent. My name is Ed. Are you currently working on another show right now? If so, can you please tell us about it?
Hey, Aiden, another excellent question. I'm working on a show right now. I'm working on a few things, but I'm working on a show right now called Rock Island Mysteries for Nickelodeon. I think it's going to be on Channel 10 here in Australia. And it's about a fantastic island where all these mysterious things happen and a bunch of kids try and work out what's going on in the island with the particular aim of the lead character is called Taylor. And she's trying to work out the mystery of what happened to her Uncle Charlie. He mysteriously disappeared. And because so many strange things happen on the island, that her and her friends try and work out what's going on and how they can possibly get to find what happened to Uncle Charlie. So I'm really enjoying that. I'm also working on a film called Robot Teachers, about a group of naughty kids who get sent to a school that's taught by robots. And I'm finding that very exciting to write about. So thanks so much for asking those questions. I hope you enjoy both of those things when they finally make it to the screen.
If you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's K-O-F-I.com. kidspod.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and KidsPod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep KidsPod going strong well into the future, so we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at KidsPod, thank you.
To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of KidsPod, and to help other people to find us and spread the word. We would love it if you would give KidsPod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. KidsPod was created by Amy Chan on Wurundjeri Land, jingle by Nikki Strauss, cover art by Glenn Strauss.
If you like this episode of Kids Pod, you might also enjoy episode 9 with Mitch Fain, who is also the illustrator of the original Little Lunch book series. Special thanks to Trent Roberts, Aiden, Ellie, Autumn, Cara, Charlotte, Chloe, Ethan, Hallie, Lani, Macy, Michaela, Patrick, Ruby, Jordan, Sam, Talon, and all the kids from Year 5 at Holy Cross Catholic Primary School. This is Riley. Thanks for listening.